Motivation is a scam. You just need discipline. You don't need another coach. You just need to do what you said you're going to do. Most of us are suffering because we are one decision away from completely changing our life, but we don't make that decision. That's what we're exploring today on the Conscious Success Podcast, where we teach you how to master your mind, enhance your health, and expand your wealth. Check this out. And as always, if you like what we're sharing, all I'll ever ask is just subscribe. That lets us know that you're enjoying what we're sharing, and we can keep bringing on the best guests and keep sharing topics that hopefully serve you guys. Let's jump in. All right, on this episode, you might hear me a little spicier than usual, and that's because these topics have radically revolutionized and changed my life, and I sure hope I can impress them upon you so that you can be at least an inch closer, if not a mile closer, to all of your goals and dreams. Let's talk about the illusion of clarity and the power of decisions. There's a myth that we all think we need more clarity before making a decision forward or taking decisive action. You will never know all possibilities of what could happen. That's for God to know. That's for omniscient entities like God and celestials better than us. We are not omniscient. We do not know every variation of every possible thing that could happen. What a relief. You think you get headaches now? Like we can't even remember what we ate for breakfast a month ago. Our brain capacity is limited. So fortunately, we don't know every possibility of what could happen, every outcome. It's actually a relief, and we'll touch more on that here in a minute. I want to make this point very clear. We're never going to know everything we would quote unquote ideally like to know before making a decision. Become as informed as you want, but that in itself is not an excuse to not go forward, to not take decisive action, because you do not have to know how to get where you want to be. You just need to know where you want to go. And then slowly but surely, one step at a time, we can develop a type of process to get where you want to be. But the biggest mistake people make is they think, I need to have all the answers. I have to have it fully clear before I move forward. Yeah, how's that going for you? I can speak for myself. Not very good. Better get it fixed. The word decision itself, which you're going to hear so many times, it actually comes from the Latin term decidere, which means literally to cut off or kill off all other options. That's what decision means. When I make a decision, what I'm doing is I'm saying, this is the one I'm going with. I'm cutting off. I'm killing all these other options, all these other potentials. I'm going with this option, which means I'm committing to it. Decision and commitment go hand in hand. As we've touched on, and as I'll go deeper into, motivation itself will never get us where we want, because if we simply act only when we're motivated, we are going to get limited results. We need to act whether we're feeling motivated or not. We do what we say we're going to do, whether we feel like it or not. Or we accept the consequences that come with just doing what I feel like. And my friends, if we're acting off of that basis, the most abominable things that we've even heard of are because people did what they thought they felt like they should. Like the worst crimes you can think of is like, yeah, I just felt like doing that. Yikes. That's not the life any of us want to live, that's for certain. So rather, as we want to make a decision, which means we commit to one thing and we cut off all the alternatives around it. Because most of us, when we're feeling stuck or feeling challenged, it's because we're out of integrity, avoiding making a decision. There's some decision that needs to be made that we are avoiding making. And you're never going to know all the variations of what could or would happen, because faith and fear both require believing in something that hasn't happened yet. Therefore, we make a decision and we have faith as we move in the direction of the decision we made, which, by the way, every decision, there's micro decisions, like we're taking one little step at a time in the right direction, that while committing to this next decision, I have faith that great will come of it, or that the results that I want will come of it, slowly but surely. And you're not going to know one way or the other. So why not choose the option of faith over fear? Because you don't know what the future holds anyway. Why not move in the direction that seemingly will provide you the result that you want? It's essential to acknowledge this idea of decision fatigue when we're talking about making decisions here, because most people are struggling because they are dealing with what we call decision fatigue. It means they're making too many decisions at a time, and or they're making so many unconscious decisions. It means when I say making a decision, it doesn't necessarily have to be something thought of. Just like you decide to brush your teeth with your right hand, or you decide to chew mostly on one side of your jaw, you know, with your set of teeth, molars, whatever it might be. There's certain decisions we make on an unconscious level as well. Most people are struggling because the decisions that we make, they're happening unconsciously, and there's just too many of them. What to speak of all the conscious decisions we're making on top of that? And it becomes so overwhelming. This is actually what takes most entrepreneurs out. Any of my fellow business owners and entrepreneurs out there, I feel you on this. This episode is going to be very relevant for you, I can promise, because every entrepreneur I know that's quit, it comes down to one thing, and it's because it just got to be too much. It's overwhelming. I can't. Oh my God, it's too many decisions to make. We need to figure out how to actually manage these decisions in a way that are sustainable with our lifestyle and figure out, how do I actually make a decision that's going to get me the result that I want? And I'll actually give you a framework here for how to make decisions. And knowing that it's not all about just making decision after decision, but it's weighing and balancing that with only making decisions necessary, because too many will also cause you challenges. So you making no decisions and being indecisive, you're causing yourself so much unnecessary suffering. I mean, most people's confusion is simply because they're avoiding making a decision. It's analysis paralysis. It's like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And then the other side is, I have so many decisions now, I'm so overwhelmed, I can't even think straight. So what we're really talking about is how to make a correct decision, how to make right decisions, how to figure that out. And I'll give you a protocol to hopefully make this process more simple. I know it makes my life a lot easier. One point that's essential, and when we're talking about this, is the concept of responsibility. When we're talking about making a decision, we're really talking about this principle of free will and taking radical responsibility. Whether you like it or not, everything that's happening in your life was your choice, and you actually want it on some level. Madhu, did you just say everything in my life that's happening to me is happening because I want it on some level? Abso-frickin-lutely. Absolutely it is. Because every decision that we make is coming from a desire, either conscious or unconscious. Now, that's why, again, if you're not familiar with how to get in touch with your desires and your wants, go check out that episode of the podcast where we help you do that. Because if you do not know what you want on a conscious and unconscious level, you are going to keep getting those things whether you know them or not. Our job of taking full responsibility of the decisions that we make, of actually exercising our free will, it puts us always in the driver's seat because we are fully responsible and accountable for the experiences that happen in our life. Every decision that we've ever made has put us right where we are today. And that means you chose it. You are in the situation you want because you chose it. And there's some part of you that had the desire to make that choice to begin with. Now, don't get me wrong. Obviously, there are parts of our life where we might have experienced traumatic experiences. We're forced against our will to do something. But a person forced against their will is of the same opinion still. I'm talking about ultimately. Sure, we might have been put in a tough situation. And my heart really goes to you. My prayers go for those of you who've dealt with those circumstances. I'm talking about ultimately decisions that we have made, not situations we've been forced into. Those are connected to some desire that I have in my heart, consciously or unconsciously. And our job is to take full responsibility of that. And now, with that responsibility, we get to make more decisions that actually move us in the direction we want to be moving in, as opposed to getting the results we're currently getting. Because if you keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result, well, my friends, that's what we call insanity. And just to make this point all the more big, we're not victims. We're never victims, even though we might play one every so often, even though our mind might jump in and win and convince us that we are victims. Everything that happens to us is happening for us, not to us. Things do not happen randomly in this world. And here's the thing. The burden of proof is on you to prove me otherwise. The burden of proof is on you to prove to me that things happen randomly. Because in the highest conception of all high powers, and we're just talking about the highest of high powers, aka the all-powerful, the divine principle we're talking about, someone who is all-powerful must also be all-loving. Because otherwise, you're talking about a tyrannical, almost Thanos-esque supervillain. Someone's all-powerful but not all-loving? Give me a break. That's certainly not the highest conception of divinity. Rather, an all-loving and all-powerful source, and if you're all-powerful, that means you're also omniscient, you know all versions of reality of what could happen, which still allows for free will. As living entities, we have free will to make whatever decisions we want. And an all-divine source, all-powerful, all-knowledgeable, all-loving source understands every possible version of reality, therefore every possible decision you could make and how that plays out. And I'm getting loftier. Work with me here. So, and in the most complete divine conception, we can understand there's a triple OG, as we say, omniscient, omnibenevolent, and omnipotent, all-powerful, all-loving, and all-knowing. And we have free will to act, which means that divinity themselves do not infringe on our free will, allows us full opportunity to make whatever decisions we want, live whatever life we want. We are imbued with free will as a divine spark, as a divine soul. And therefore, when we're talking about decisions, we're really just talking about how are we expressing our free will to begin with. And if we don't take full responsibility for that, we're stuck with a big challenge. And the thing is, everything in this world, this karmic rehabilitation facility of the universe, is built in such a way as to teach us. In other words, if I think punching you is an okay thing to do, I might get punched till I realize, not a good idea. Let's not go around punching people for no good reason. The whole purpose of this material world is like a rehabilitation center, because an all good, all loving source would provide an opportunity where we all get to exercise our free will while simultaneously learning what's actually going to produce beneficial and not so beneficial results and actions. And therefore, we're never a victim. Anything that we've experienced in this life is either a product of something we've done in this life or another life in the past. That's a whole other discussion about reincarnation. And if you don't believe in reincarnation, get a grip, go on YouTube, go watch hundreds of stories from around the world of proof of reincarnation, of people being born in one country, being able to speak another language, telling you all about their last life, down to the names of their parents, the way they died, etc., as a three-year-old of something that happened thousands of miles away. And, you know, the hundreds of cases of these kinds of situations. I've met someone whose child did this to them. Crazy. I mean, reincarnation is real. You're every second to second, you're taking on a new carne. Every 7 years, every single cell of your body has fully change. We've reincarnated every 7 years, but literally, if you look in a mirror, you close your eyes and you look back, you're actually looking at a different face. It might look similar, but your cells are changing second to second. Our body's constantly changing. We're already reincarnating as we speak. I'm a different person than when I started this podcast, and so are you. So what to speak of in this life? Certainly, we can understand everything that happens for us. It's for a reason. Therefore, we must accept this reality that we're never a victim, and we must take full responsibility for our actions, which means making decisions that will minimize our negative footprint in this world. And frankly, and ultimately, move in a direction to not just live a conscious life, but transcend. If you've ever considered having a podcast, especially if you're expert at what you do, I cannot suggest more highly using Podigy's service, which is what we use. If you like this production here, I highly suggest you reach out to Podigy through their contact in the show notes below to run and host your podcast. I went through a bunch of different teams, tried a bunch of different things. No one came close to what I got post-production from Podigy, and even just making a launch easy, taking your content, sharing it, making it presentable. Please check out Podigy. If you're great at what you do and you've ever considered having a podcast, I really am excited for you to try them out as well. As we're talking about this, just notice if your mind is coming up with any desire to blame someone else, to justify your situation or complain about it. Those are the easiest ways to ruin your success. To ruin your progress is blaming, complaining, and justifying.
Well, I'd make better decisions if it were for the government. I'd make better decisions. It's my family, you know? It's my partner.
Whatever nonsense our brain might try to convince us of. Nope. You have free will. I have free will. What a freaking relief to have free will. And notice the tendency to want to blame, complain, criticize, justify. And it's like drinking poison, hoping the other person dies. Like, give me a break. Give me a break. It doesn't work. And all it's doing is slowing you down, moving you in the wrong direction. And I know that's what it does to me. So radical responsibility. Every time you blame, you are slitting the throat to your happiness and success. Just think about it that way. It's crazy. And what you tolerate, you become. So if you're tolerating blame, criticism, etc., you have to understand that whatever you're tolerating in your life, you become more of. And so you're just going to become more of a blamey blamer. And like, that's the kind of person you want to be around, right? Somebody criticizes all the time, just justifies their actions. Of course not. Certainly not. So you're either infecting or affecting everyone around you. Choice is ours. And this way, we want to take full radical responsibility for how we're showing up, not only in our life, but the way we're affecting others as well. And that really comes down to, what decisions am I making today? And what decisions am I making over and over? Because what you repeat will repeat in your life. What you repeat will repeat in your life. That's just how it works. So when we're talking about the actual concept of decision, there's a four-step process that I find really helpful to ask myself. And this can be from a small decision or a large decision. And these are the kind of questions you might come up with additional ones that work well for you. But ultimately, as long as you cross these boxes, you're usually in a pretty good situation with making a decision. And keep in mind, stress only comes when you have conflicting values. And therefore, if you use this following protocol, it should hopefully also minimize your stress, because you'll know, okay, this value is more important than this value. I'm going to choose that. Again, stress only comes because you have conflicting values. So the four meditations of sorts, the prompts to ask yourself with making a decision, is, number one, is this in alignment with my values? Is this decision in alignment with my values? If the answer is yes, proceed. You may pass go, you may collect 200. Is this in alignment with my values? If you don't know your values, go watch that, pause immediately, go watch that episode. We go all into values and philosophy and then come back here. If you don't know your values, it's like trying to dock a boat on a moving lighthouse. Good freaking luck. Number two, do I actually want this? Do I actually want this? And when I say want, not does this feel good? I'm not asking, does it feel good? Do I ultimately want this? And keep in mind, we're talking about both conscious and subconscious desires. Like, dig in. Is this something I actually want? Yes, I want it, but I don't want to want it. No, I feel a great deal of shame. Okay. We'll get back to that in a second. You might, if it's still alignment with your values and you want it, all right, proceed. You got two green lights. The next question to ask yourself is, does this violate the rights of other living entities in any way? By making this decision, am I violating the rights of other living entities in any particular way? Because if you're infringing on their free will, if you're violating their rights, well, I don't have to explain it to you. That's lame. Again, God doesn't even do that to us. Even our divine source doesn't get involved with forcing us to make decisions or violating our rights in any way to make us act or make decisions in a way that we actually don't want to. That's our expression of free will. So certainly, you also probably don't want to violate the rights of others. So you've got, is this in alignment with my values? Is this something I actually want? Does this violate the rights of others? Of course, if the answer is yes, then you stop it. If the answer is no, it doesn't violate the rights of others. It's actually potentially empowering to others. Then the fourth question that you can ask yourself is this something that will actually help me become the person I want to be? Is this something that will actually help me become the person I want to be? Like, does this get me closer to my goals? And if you have all four, ding, 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 it's probably a good decision. Like, I mean, it's arguably certainly a good decision. In this way, use this as a type of barometer for when you're making decisions. And again, you might have several decisions at hand and they might all cross, check, 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 have all four. So then the question is, you go back to your values and ask, like, which is the priority? An example, sometimes we might have two conflicting desires. Let's say the two values, one is for social connection. Let's go big. Let's talk about the value is nurturing time with your spouse. And then another value is being regulated and going to bed on time. So you might look at the two and say, okay, which is there? And then the cool thing is, you as a free agent can decide which one's more important to you. Like, for me personally, I like a routine, but if it was between like following a routine and actually getting express love with my wife, I'm personally choosing that one. For me, it's more important to nourish my relationships and to compromise, say, going to bed a little late for me. And you just get to decide, like, all right, where are my values? Yeah, which is the priority? All right, that means like I'm not going to be stressed out about this. I'm consciously choosing. I'm making the decision. that this is more important to me than that, and therefore I'm going to move forward with it. And again, stress only comes when you're not. Which one do I do? And then we get stuck in this analysis paralysis, and then we just want to quit and we get overwhelmed. And this is oftentimes when people turn to addictions and turn to all types of distractions to try to distract them from their actual feelings and emotions. One of the easiest ways to overcome that, of course, is actually making a decision. So now, once we have a good grasp on this concept of decisions and how to make a good decision, decision making in general, then we can talk about the idea of discipline. And the concept of consistency means being disciplined. You can only be consistent if you're practicing discipline, if you're showing up just because you said you would. And the discipline to stay aligned, even when it's boring or when it doesn't feel good, is what allows consistency to exist. And I think it's a really important point that you must become consistent before you become exceptional. A lot of times people want to jump into stuff. Oh, let me do this and I'm going to become great at this. Well, sure, maybe, but let's just become consistent first. Just do something every day. And then we can talk about becoming exceptional at some point. Consistency and discipline are built off of those foundations themselves. And frankly, the most powerful outcomes of any compounding process are delayed. Like if you are getting into investments and you are actually looking at compounding interest, the first year or two, it's not going to look like you're making a lot. But over the span of 30 years, the process is exponential. And usually things don't just necessarily grow in a linear way. When you're being consistent to something, it typically grows in a much more exponential way over time. Again, the most powerful outcomes in anything you can experience in this world of any type of compounding process, they're delayed. The more delayed they are, the more powerful and exceptional they are. So when we're talking about consistency, we're talking about discipline, we're talking about showing up even if you don't feel like it, even if it's a hard day, even if fill in the blank. I do it anyway. We sometimes call this a house on fire desire. It's like, what are those non-negotiables? It's like, okay, even the house is on fire. It's like, all right, I still can't close my eyes until X, Y, Z has been done. Like, what are those non-negotiables? We must identify them in order to follow through with them and figure out, okay, once I know what decision I want to make, what I want to commit to, now my job is to show up no matter what's going on in my life and actually do my best to try to get the results that I actually want, one decision at a time. And it's an important process that when you're showing up in a disciplined way, you're creating these new behaviors. You're literally ingraining new neural pathways. Every time you do it, you're making it easier to do it the next time. Like the next time you do any practice is the hardest it's ever going to be. Every time you do it over and over, it just becomes all the more part of your nature, part of who you are. And discipline is really remembering what you want, even when it's not exciting or when it's no longer exciting. Even if you're not feeling lit up by it, you know, ultimately I committed to this. I made the decision to do this because it's the thing that's ultimately going to get where I want, not just what feels good today. And frankly, boredom is often just resistance disguised. Like we're usually experiencing boredom because we're avoiding something else. And I love this idea, this concept that the growth you're looking for is in the things you're avoiding to do. Like the growth you're looking for is in the things that you're avoiding to do. And boredom itself can be just creeping. I'm bored. And there's a lot of good things to do right now. We just got to kind of snap out of it and say, all right, what decision am I avoiding to make right now? And here's the thing, my friends, it takes courage to do this. But that's okay because you could become courageous. No problem. Like acting in spite of fear and discomfort is in itself a courageous act. Like showing up with courage is courage. Acting in spite of the fear, in spite of the challenges, in spite of the discomfort that comes with it, like that's where the magic happens. That's a sweet spot because there's always going to be a challenge at hand. But our job is to choose our heart. Say this with me. Choose my heart. Which heart do I want? Do I want the heart of showing up every day to exercise a little bit so that I can feel healthy for a long time? Or do I want to choose the heart of not working out consistently and then suffering when I'm older, minimizing my lifespan? Like, which heart do I want? You get to choose. I'm not suggesting you have to do one or the other. You get to choose. Do I want the hard today of working out so as to extend my longevity? And or even if we're not looking at it from that approach, because certainly our death date is never guaranteed. No one is could say they're closer to death than anyone else. So even if we're not talking longevity, do I want to work out today so that I can ultimately feel better while I'm present in my body? Or do I want to not work out today and deal with the hard of my body deteriorating and feeling like garbage? Like, which hard do I want? Just choose. And then you get to make a decision. And you get to go with that decision. And then even when it doesn't feel good, you still show up because you ultimately want to get where you want to get. And you will. All you got to do is not stop. Like, that's actually all it takes, is just don't stop. You start and you just don't stop. What a relief. You get no pattern of it. Oh, I'm just going to not stop here. And do remember that comfort can kill success. I'm not saying don't be comfortable. I like comfort. I'm a big fan of comfortable things. Comfort is one of my best friends. At the same time, you have to understand that it can be very pernicious and creep in, and one can very quickly start to choose comfort over progress. My offer to you, friends, is this idea of how do I actually commit to doing the things I said I was going to do and just making a decision. I don't know what outcome is going to come anyway, so let me just make a decision, the one that seems like it makes the most sense, and I'm just going to move, and I can always pivot. I'm changing my decision. Well, I thought it was this. No, it's actually this. It's like there's no time lost. Like, you now know. You didn't know before. Now you know. This is the way to go, or it's not the way to go. Cool, but that doesn't happen from sitting down and cerebrally thinking, what about the what about, what about, what about? No what abouts. Just move. Make a decision to go. And then from that place, we can start to build some consistency, some repetition, because whatever you repeat will repeat in your life. And you'll show up and show up and eventually just become part of you, become part of who you are as an individual. And the courage it takes to show up even when you don't feel like it is what builds so much sense of self-value. I mean, you're valuable even without any of this, but the way in which it builds up a sense of pride, healthy pride, that you are who you say you are. Because if you make a decision, you don't follow through with it, you're now creating a distrust of self. And if your body and your mind can't learn to trust you, it's going to do all these wacky kind of things to try to keep you safe. And so showing up and doing it just because you said you were, it's going to build such a sense of self-trust. And from that self-trust, we can build a healthy concept of self-love and really strengthen that idea. So I'll ask you this clearly, and this is the meditation that frankly has the potential to change your life radically. And that is, what decision or decisions have you been avoiding under the illusion of waiting for clarity? What could radically change or shift your life if you just choose responsibility over comfort today? Because we're only ever one decision away from radically changing the trajectory of our life and living the fullest life we could possibly imagine. As always, if you want an exercise where we walk you through these, just go ahead and join our Conscious Success community at the link in bio, where we have templates and a huge community, thousands of people that can help you with walking through each step as we presented it today. And again, all I'll ever ask is just subscribe, like, download. This way we know you're enjoying it, so I can keep sharing the amazing tools that my most kind teachers have shared with me in a way that will hopefully improve your quality of life as well. Very excited to see you on the next episode. We've got some really fun special guests coming your way soon. And in the meantime, keep it conscious.